Come on, let's see, the glory of the Lord is in this house right now.
La gloria de Dios está en esta casa.
The glory of the Lord is in this place.
La gloria del Señor está aquí.
The water is flowing in the desert right now.
La agua está fluyendo en el desierto.
The Spirit of God is irrigating the dry places.
El Espíritu de Dios riega lo seco ahorita.
Come on, let it do it on the inside right now. Let the Spirit begin to irrigate those dry places.
Deja que esa agua fluya y riegue los lugares secos en tu corazón.
We're standing on holy ground tonight.
Estamos parados en tierra santa.
We are standing at the place of the miracle.
Estamos parados en el lugar del milagro.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Praise God. Praise God. What a wonderful presence of God.
Qué presencia maravillosa.
Is in this place tonight.
Está en este lugar esta noche.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place.
Seguramente la presencia de Dios
está
aquí.
Praise God. Praise God. This is a fertile place for the going forth of the Word of God.
Este es un lugar fértil para que se siembre la palabra.
And we're just going to move right into the next phase of this service.
Y vamos a continuar con el servicio.
There is not dissonance between the spirit that is moving and the word that is about to go forth.
Está en alineación la palabra y el espíritu.
It's just going to flow seamlessly.
Y va a fluir conectadamente.
Into the next part of this service tonight.
A la siguiente parte de este servicio.
And before we leave, miracles are going to happen.
Y antes que nos vayamos, van a suceder
milagros.
Anybody
believe that tonight? Praise God.
¿Alguien que cree eso esta noche?
This has already been a day full of ministry.
Ya ha sido un día lleno de ministerio.
A day full of the miraculous and the supernatural.
Un día lleno de lo milagroso y lo sobrenatural.
We're thankful for our two sisters that were baptized in Jesus' name and filled with the Holy Ghost today.
Estamos alegres por las dos hermanas que fueron bautizadas y recibieron el Espíritu.
Praise God. We are looking forward to what the Holy Ghost is going to do in the remainder of this service tonight.
Estamos esperando con anticipación lo que va a hacer Dios en este servicio.
If you have your Bible, go ahead and turn to Zechariah chapter 2.
En la Biblia, Zacarías capítulo 2.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
Zechariah chapter 2.
Zacarías 2.
Beginning in verse 1.
Empezando en versículo 1.
Praise God. When you have it, say amen. Zechariah chapter 2, beginning in verse 1. And the word of God says, I lifted up mine eyes again and looked, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. Then said I, whither goest thou? And he said unto me, to measure Jerusalem, to see what is the breadth thereof and what is the length thereof. And behold, the angel that talked with me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him and said unto him, run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle therein. Praise God. For I, saith the Lord, will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Praise God. You feel that glory tonight?
¿Sienten esa gloria esta noche?
That's the result of prophecy.
Es la resultado de la profecía.
He said, I'm going to be fire around her and glory in the middle of her.
Dice, voy a ser fuego y gloria en medio
de
ella.
He's here because of prophecy tonight.
Él está aquí proféticamente.
And what's happening in the back is not going to disrupt the going forth of the word. This is symbiotic. It's working together.
Y lo que pasa atrás no va a interrumpir lo que está haciendo.
Come on, for just a moment, let's create an atmosphere where our sister can receive the Holy Ghost.
Por un momento, alaba a Dios para que reciba el Espíritu Santo.
Come on, somebody make it rain in the house of God.
Oh, alguien haga que llueva en esta casa.
Come on, I need the people of God to extend your hand in that direction.
Extiendan su mano en esa dirección.
And pray the power of God.
Y oran el poder de Dios.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
God, your power.
Dios, tu poder.
Your glory.
Tu gloria.
Your anointing,
tu unción.
God. Your grace.
Tu gracia.
Pour out your spirit, oh God, without measure. Pour it out without restraint.
Derrámalo sin restricción.
Receive ye the Holy Ghost.
Recibe el Espíritu Santo.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Somebody pray in the Holy Ghost for just another moment or two.
Agarra la mano a tu vecino y ora en el Espíritu.
Come on, let it rain in this house.
Deja que lluvia en esta casa.
Let the Spirit of God rain in this house.
Que el Espíritu de Dios caiga en esta casa.
She brings forth her children.
Cuando Sion,
somebody push in the spirit right now.
Alguien es puro en el espíritu.
Roshandaraba
katanaba. En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus. Your glory, oh God. Your anointing, oh God. Your power, Jesus.
Tu poder, Jesús.
Do the work, Holy Ghost.
Haz la obra, Espíritu.
Break every chain, oh God.
Rompe cada cadena.
Loose every binding, oh God.
Rompe todo lo que le tiene atado.
Do the miraculous, Jesus.
Haz lo milagroso, Jesús.
We praise you for it, oh God.
Te alabamos, oh Dios.
We glorify your name, Jesus.
Glorificamos tu nombre, Jesús.
Give God a hand clap of praise all over the house of God tonight.
Vamos a darle palmas al Señor en esta casa.
Somebody magnify Jesus.
Alguien magnifique a Jesús.
Somebody glorify him.
Alguien glorifique su nombre.
Praise God, praise God, praise
gloria
God.
Gloria a Dios, gloria a Dios.
Praise God. I want to preach for just a few moments on this subject.
Quiero predicar por unos momentos.
A move that cannot be measured.
Un movimiento que no se puede medir.
A move that cannot be measured.
Un movimiento que no
se Before you're seated, why don't you give God a hand clap of praise tonight and give a shout if you're thankful for His word, His spirit, His power.
Antes que se sienten, denle palmas al Señor si aprecian su palabra.
God bless you. You can be seated in the presence of God tonight. This particular passage of scripture
esta particular escritura
involves the divided kingdom of Israel and Judah,
incluye el reino dividido, Judá y Israel,
scattered across Assyria and Babylon respectively.
Esparcido entre Asiria y Babilonia.
And this is a post-exilic prophecy.
Y esta es una profecía post-exílica.
The prophet Zechariah is living in a period of time during the reign of King Darius.
El profeta Zacarías vive en el tiempo del reino del Dario.
We don't know exactly when he was born, but historians believe that he was probably born in Babylon.
No sabemos cuándo nació, pero los que estudian la historia creen que nació en Babilonia.
He is of a priestly lineage.
Es de un linaje de sacerdotes.
And he is named in accordance with his calling.
Y su nombre es de acuerdo a su llamamiento.
His name literally means the Lord remembers.
Su nombre significa el Señor se recuerda.
He is called to preach to a generation that God does not forget his promises.
Es llamado para predicar a una generación que Dios no se olvida sus promesas.
Is anybody thankful for that knowledge tonight?
¿Alguien aprecia ese conocimiento esta noche?
That God is faithful to his word.
Que Dios es fiel a su palabra.
That he's going to do exactly what he said he would do.
Que él va a hacer exactamente lo que dijo que iba a hacer.
Praise God. He was contemporary of Haggai,
era contemporáneo de Haggai,
who penned the words in Haggai 2 and 9, the latter house would be greater than the former.
Que dijo las palabras que el reinado que sigue va a ser más grande que el primero.
And there is something in these men who would transition Israel.
Y hay algo adentro de estos hombres que cambian la dirección de Israel.
They were moving the nation of Israel into a period that would make them proximate to the fulfillment of the coming of the Christ.
Estaban moviendo a la nación de Israel a algo para que acercarlos más a la venida del Señor.
It is the central prophecy of their illustrative history.
Es la profecía central de toda su historia.
They were the people of the Messiah.
Era el pueblo del Mesías.
They were the people of the mighty God in Christ.
Era el pueblo del Dios poderoso en Cristo.
They were the people of the prophetic revelation.
Era el pueblo de la revelación profética.
Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord.
Oye Israel, Jehová nuestro Dios, Jehová uno es.
And there was something in their ministry that was moving the people of God forward.
Y había algo en su ministerio que estaba moviendo al pueblo hacia adelante.
There were multiple epical moments in the nation of Israel's history.
Habían muchos momentos en la nación de Israel.
But the final epic would be Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 4.
Pero el más grande era el de Deuteronomio 6 y 4.
It would be the moment of fulfillment of the coming of Messiah.
Era el momento de cumplimiento cuando viene el Mesías.
So passages like Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14 and Isaiah 9 and 6 were going to come to fulfillment in the near future.
Profecías como Isaías 7 y Isaías 6 iban a venir en el futuro.
And so these people were waiting for the fulfillment of prophecy.
So este pueblo estaba esperando que venía la profecía.
And you can feel a shift in their prophecy as you begin to read them, men like Joel.
Y puedes sentir cuando cambia algo en su escrituras cuando la lees, gente como Joel.
It's not just the message that they prophesy, but there's something in the prophetic thrust that you can feel.
No nomás es el mensaje que hablan, pero sientes algo en lo profético cuando predican.
It was anticipation of something that was coming that was going to transform the world.
Estaban anticipando, esperando algo que iba a transformar el mundo.
It wasn't just what they were saying, but it is the prophetic thrust.
No nomás era lo que estaban diciendo, pero había algo profético detrás de lo que decían.
It was speaking of something that would be different in every way.
Hablaba de algo que iba a ser diferente en cualquier manera.
Because everything that had been seen before in shadows and in patterns.
Porque todo lo que se miraba antes en sombras y patrones.
In simile and in metaphors.
En similes y metáforas.
In theophany.
En teofonías.
All of that would be fulfilled in one moment when God would come to the earth.
Todo se iba a cumplir en un momento cuando Dios venía a la tierra.
When the Spirit of God would overshadow a virgin Jewish girl.
Cuando el Espíritu de Dios se venía a una mujer virgen.
And something would be born in her womb that would change the world.
Y algo iba a nacer adentro de su vientre que iba a cambiar el mundo.
What was born in Mary.
Lo que nació adentro de María.
And what was demonstrated in his disciples.
Y lo que fue demostrado en sus discípulos.
Was literally going to turn the world upside down.
Literalmente iba a voltear el mundo al revés.
They were shifting from primarily being defined by their national identity.
Estaban cambiando de su identidad siendo nacionalidad.
They were defined by their ethnic borders.
Por sus, las fronteras de sus países.
They were defined by their geographic location.
Su definición venía del lugar geográfico.
And they were moving into something that would be different in every way.
Y se movían a algo que iba a ser diferente en cualquier, en toda manera.
Dominion was coming to the earth.
El dominio iba a venir a la tierra.
But it wasn't just going to be local dominion.
Pero no solamente era el dominio local.
It wasn't just going to be ethnic dominion.
No iba a ser dominio de étnicas.
It wasn't just going to be geographic dominion.
No iba a ser dominio nomás geográfico.
But it was going to pull from every corner of the globe.
Pero iba a jalar de cada esquina del mundo.
Every nation.
Cada nación.
Every creed.
Cada creda.
Every tongue.
Cada lengua.
And every race.
Y cada raza.
It was no longer going to be measured primarily through logic.
No solamente iba a ser medido por
lógica. And reason and intellect.
Y razón y intelecto.
I heard a preacher say it like this one time.
Escuché un predicador decirlo así.
That you cannot measure a miracle.
No puedes medir un milagro.
There are some things that God wants to do in this house tonight.
Hay cosas que Dios quiere hacer en esta casa.
That you can't measure with your logic.
Que no puedes medir con tu lógica.
There are things that God wants to do in your family tonight.
Hay cosas que Dios quiere hacer en tu familia.
You can't measure with your carnal reasoning.
Que no puedes aprenderlo con
there
tu mente.
There are some things that God wants to do in the globe.
Hay cosas que Dios quiere hacer en el
that
mundo.
You cannot measure with a tape measure.
Que no lo puedes medir con una cinta.
But you have to connect to the universal.
Pero te tienes que conectar a lo
you
universal.
You have to connect to the spiritual.
Conectarte con lo espiritual.
You have to connect to the spirit of God.
Te tienes que conectar con el espíritu de Dios.
Did anybody come tonight to connect?
Alguien vino a conectarse.
To what God wants to do in this place.
A lo que Dios quiere hacer en este lugar.
Come to connect your spirit.
Alguien vino a conectar su espíritu.
To the spirit of God.
Al espíritu de Dios.
Did anybody come to throw the tape measure out the window?
Alguien vino a aventar la cinta de
medir
afuera.
God, I'm tired of trying to measure.
Y decir,
what you want to do in my life?
Ya me cansé de medir lo
but
que quieres hacer.
Do something exceeding.
Porque tú quieres.
Do something abundant.
Hacer algo grande.
Do something above what we can ask or think.
Algo abundantemente.
According
que no,
to the power that's working in us.
Conforme a la palabra que
that's
obra dentro.
That's what's moving in this house tonight.
Eso es lo que se mueve en esta casa.
It's the supernatural
es lo
of God.
Sobrenatural de Dios.
It's the glory of God.
Es la gloria de Dios.
It's the anointing of God.
Es la unción de Dios.
It's not by power.
No es por poder.
It's not by might.
No es por fuerza.
But it's by my spirit, saith the
pero
Lord.
Es por mi espíritu, dice el Señor.
Come on, somebody praise that God. So he sees a man out with his tape measure.
So él mira a un hombre con su cinta de medir.
And he's trying to measure the plan of God for the war.
Y quiere medir el plan de Dios.
He's trying to take the dimensions of Jerusalem.
Quiere tomar las dimensiones de Jerusalén.
Because everything that God has done up to this point in the nation of Israel.
Porque todo lo que Dios ha hecho hasta ese punto en la nación de Israel.
It had physical dimensional boundaries.
Tenía fronteras físicas.
It was a physical place.
Era un lugar físico.
A physical people.
Era un pueblo físico.
And a physical land.
Y una tierra física.
And that's what I'm trying to say about these prophets.
Y es lo que quiero decir de sus profetas.
As they began to speak about the Messiah coming.
Mientras hablaban del Mesías que venía.
Something was shifting in their expectations.
Algo estaba cambiando en su esperanza.
It wasn't just going to be a measurable thing.
No solamente iba a ser algo puede ser
like
medido.
If you're Jewish, you get in.
Como si eres judío puedes entrar.
It wasn't just going to be a geographical thing.
No iba a ser algo geográfico.
Like if you're in Israel, you can inherit the promises of God.
Como si estás en Israel puedes heredar las promesas.
But the angel of the Lord came down.
Pero el ángel del Señor bajó.
And he said, "What's that guy over there doing?"
Y dijo, ¿qué está haciendo ese hombre allá?
He's trying to get the dimensions of Jerusalem.
Quiere agarrar las dimensiones de Jerusalén.
He said, "You go and tell him it's time to run."
Ve dile que es tiempo de correr.
With a message.
Con un mensaje.
That's not about the tape measure
que
anymore.
No se trata de la cinta de medir.
It's not about the physical dimensions anymore.
No son de las dimensiones
it's
físicas.
It's not about an ethnic group anymore.
Ya no es de un grupo.
But it's bigger than that.
Pero es más grande que
it's
eso.
It's not just bigger than that in terms of size.
Es más grande que nomás
it's
eso.
It's bigger than that in terms of dimension.
Es más grande que las dimensiones.
Oh, let everybody who can hear what I'm saying tonight.
Pueden escuchar lo que digo.
He that have ears to hear,
el que tiene oído para
let
oír.
Him hear what the Spirit is saying.
Deja escuchar lo que dice
to
el Espíritu.
The church tonight.
A la iglesia esta noche.
It's time to take your tape measure.
Es tiempo que tomes
and
tu cinta
throw
de medir
it out the window.
Y la avientes a un lado.
It's time to take your natural thinking and throw it out the window. What God wants to do is bigger. Somebody say bigger. It's bigger than what you can think. It's bigger than what you can measure. Come on, somebody praise him. Somebody give him a shout.
O alguien levante su voz.
Something was started when Christ came.
Algo pasó cuando vino Jesús.
That people have been trying to measure for 2,000 years.
Y las personas han querido medirlo por 2,000
They've been
años.
Trying to put it in a box.
Quieren ponerlo en una caja.
They've been trying to put it in a religious box.
Quieren ponerlo en la caja religiosa.
Can I tell you that even apostolics
¿Te puedo decir que hasta apostólicos
are fighting to figure out what box to put it in?
Quieren tratar de averiguar en
but
qué caja
you know
va.
What God is doing in this day?
Pero sabes lo que está haciendo Dios?
God is removing the religious boundaries, Brother Warren.
Dios está quitando las fronteras.
God is not concerned right now with what apostolic group you fellowship with. God is concerned with the moving of his spirit. I'm here to tell you what God is doing in the earth. It's bigger than clique. It's bigger than denomination. I believe God wants to pour out the Holy Ghost in the Baptist church. I believe he wants to pour it out in the Methodist church.
Yo quiero que lo derramar en las iglesias
I believe he wants to pour it out in the Catholic church.
En las iglesias católicas.
I believe he wants to pour it out in a Presbyterian place.
En las iglesias presbiterias.
Come on, do you believe what I'm preaching to you tonight?
¿Tú crees lo que estoy predicando esta
do you
noche?
Have faith to receive it?
¿Tienes fe para recibirlo?
So the prophet's trying to figure out what this man is doing.
So el profeta quiere averiguar lo que está haciendo.
And it's always been this way. They rebuilt the wall.
Y siempre sucede así, reconstruyeron el muro.
And they rebuilt the temple.
Y construyeron el templo.
They rebuilt the place that was going to house the plan of God.
Reconstruyeron el lugar donde iba a tener el plan de
Dios. And it had physical dimensions.
Y tenían dimensiones físicas.
And so this is just like every other time.
Y esto es como cualquier otro tiempo.
Where they're going to go and measure how it's going to be.
Donde vienen y miden cómo va a ser.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
And so he said, I went out to see what was happening.
Yo salí para ver lo que estaban haciendo.
And I saw a man.
Y miré un hombre.
A man represents the existential.
Un hombre representa lo existencial.
He represents what can be seen and heard.
Lo que puede ser visto y escuchado.
And it's always going to be our tendency.
Y siempre va a ser la costumbre.
Instead of going out and doing the work of ministry.
Antes de hacer la obra del ministerio.
Instead of preaching the gospel.
En vez de predicar el evangelio.
It's going to be our tendency to become political.
Va a ser la costumbre de ser político.
To be worried about how people dress and how they think.
Para estar preocupados cómo se visten y piensan.
To be worried about what clique we're a part of. And there is a dress code.
Y si hay un código de vestir.
And we believe in modesty.
Y creemos en la modestia.
But that's not what I'm talking about tonight.
De eso no hablo esta noche.
I'm talking about a suit and tie.
Hablo de una traje y una
I'm talking corbata. About trying to play apostolic without being apostolic.
Estoy hablando que quieres jugar al apostólico sin ser apostólico.
At the end of the day,
al final del día,
it's not about the suit and tie.
No es del traje y la corbata.
It's about having a moving of the Spirit
es que
of God.
Se mueva el Espíritu de Dios.
The prophet said, I saw a man.
El profeta dijo, yo vi
he was trying to measure Jerusalem.
Quería medir a Jerusalén.
But the angel came to tell me
pero el ángel vino a decirme,
what God's about to do in the earth
lo que Dios va a hacer en la
cannot
tierra
be measured
no puede ser medido
with a natural lens.
Con una cinta
but
de
it's going to be a supernatural
pero
thing.
Va a ser algo sobrenatural.
I'm going to need some help, sound man, a little more monitor. It was King David that tried to number the people.
Era el rey David que quería poner número.
It was Gideon that tried to number the people.
Era Gedeón que quería ponerle número.
But God was always opposed to numbering.
Pero Dios siempre estaba opuesto a los números.
Can I tell you that what God wants to do in this church?
Te quiero decir lo que Dios quiere hacer esta iglesia.
Doesn't have a whole lot to do with numbers.
No tiene mucho que ver con los números.
It has to do with dominion and authority and power.
Tiene que ver con dominio, autoridad y poder.
It's not about the size of the group that we gather.
No es del tamaño del grupo.
But it's about the level of authority
pero es el
and dominion.
Nivel de autoridad y dominio.
Praise God.
Gloria a Dios.
First of all, if you try to measure it,
primero, si lo quieres medir,
it's never going to stack up.
Nunca se va a suceder.
Because you'll think about it in terms of what the church, quote, church across town is doing.
Porque vas a empezar a comparar con las iglesias.
But in order to see what's really happening in the spirit,
pero para ver lo que está pasando en el espíritu,
you have to have insight.
Tienes que tener a conocimiento.
You have to be able to see beyond the natural lens.
Tienes que poder ver más allá de lo natural.
And it's when we have spiritual sight,
y es cuando tenemos la vista espiritual,
that we can begin to see that there are more for us than those against us. The angel runs to the man and says, run, young man, and speak, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of men and cattle thereof. Men represent physical revival, and cattle represent possessions or financial dominion. He said, what's coming with the Christ is going to be so great that you can't build a wall around it. Can I tell you that you cannot build a building big enough in the city of
Birmingham
to house what God is getting ready to do? He said, if you want to know how God sees it, Jerusalem's going to be inhabited as towns without walls for the multitude of the men and cattle.
Por multitud de las personas y las vacas.
He said, because I'm going to be the glory on the inside.
Porque yo voy a ser la gloria adentro.
And I'm going to be walls on the outside like fire.
Muros afuera como el fuego.
No more walls.
No más muros.
Just fire.
No más fuego.
I'm preaching about walls of fire.
Le prego de muros fuera
what
del
is
muro.
The nature of fire?
La naturaleza del fuego.
There's not a better example tonight of how revival works. Because when the glory of God comes in the middle of a people, something begins to radiate out. When fire begins to move,
cuando el fuego se empieza a mover,
it moves from an epicenter.
Se mueve del centro.
It moves north.
Se mueve al norte.
It doesn't discriminate.
Él no discrimina.
I said it doesn't discriminate.
Dije que no discrimina.
I said it doesn't. It moves north.
Se mueve al norte.
It moves south.
Se mueve al sur.
It moves west.
Se mueve al este.
And it moves east.
Y al oeste.
God wants the whole city.
Dios quiere toda la ciudad.
God wants every municipality.
Dios quiere toda municipalidad.
Fire is the nature of the wall.
El fuego es la naturaleza del muro.
We're not building walls to keep people out.
No hacemos muros para poner afuera.
We're building walls that reach out.
Queremos muros que salgan para
from
fuera.
The walls of this church.
Para las fuerzas de este muro.
Out into every city.
Que se vayan a cada ciudad.
Out into every community.
A cada comunidad.
Out into every municipality.
A cada municipalidad.
God was thinking bigger than their failure.
Dios pensaba más grandes que sus errores.
God was thinking bigger than their mistakes.
Dios pensaba más grandes que sus fallas.
He was thinking bigger than their disappointments.
Pensaba más grandes que sus decepciones.
Praise God. Praise God. God has put something into this church.
Dios puso algo adentro esta iglesia.
That he is interested in getting out into the city of Birmingham.
Está interesado sacar a la ciudad.
God has put an offensive weapon down on the inside of us.
Dios puso una arma ofensiva adentro.
That is intended to get out into this city.
La intención de eso es salir a la ciudad.
I'm just telling you, when we stop and begin to measure it,
cuando paramos y queremos medir,
when we stop and focus on analyzing it,
cuando paramos y queremos analizarlo,
we lose our focus on stoking the fire.
Perdemos el enfoque en avivar el fuego.
So God is calling us to forget the measuring of it.
So Dios nos llama que nos olvidemos de
medirlo. And he's calling us to stoke the fire.
Y que estemos avivando el fuego.
That's stoking the fire of your prayer life.
Avivar el fuego de tu oración.
That's stoking the fire of your worship.
Avivar el fuego de tu alabanza.
That's stoking the fire of every service.
Avivar el fuego de cada servicio.
That's stoking the fire of your response to the preaching.
Avivar el fuego a tu respuesta a la
predicación. It's time to stoke the fire.
Es tiempo de avivar el fuego.
It's time to stir up the gift.
Es tiempo de avivar el fuego.
That is already on the inside
el don
of you.
Que ya tienes adentro de ti.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. We've got people that are out down in downtown Birmingham looking for business spots.
Tenemos personas que están en el queriendo al centro de Birmingham.
Looking for real estate.
Buscando propiedades.
Places to build their business.
Lugares donde pueden construir sus negocios.
We have in the last few months,
en los últimos meses,
had more dominion in business
hemos tenido más dominio en negocio
than we've ever seen before.
Que hemos visto antes.
I'm just telling you that somebody wrote a check the other day.
Yo te digo que alguien escribió un cheque el otro día.
A tithing check for an amount that would blow your mind if I told you.
Un cheque de un diezmo, una cantidad
One
que te
month's
para
income
el, la ganancia de un mes
in their business
en su negocio.
That is by far the largest that's ever been turned into this church.
Que es lo más grande que ha entrado a esta iglesia.
I have had more business owners come to me in the last few weeks and say God is doing some things in my business that I could not even believe if I had thought about it. What am I saying?
¿Qué estoy diciendo?
I'm saying that God is pouring out dominion.
Digo que Dios está derramando
and authority.
Y autoridad.
And I'm telling you, it's time for you to get on board
y es tiempo que te
with where God is taking this church.
Porque Dios está llevando esta iglesia.
Praise God. We have five pregnant ladies in our church right now.
Tenemos cinco mujeres embarazadas.
We have multiple ladies that have had difficulty in pregnancy that are now pregnant.
Tenemos muchas mujeres que tenían
dificultades. That was the prophecy at the beginning of the year.
Y ahora ya están embarazadas.
That it was going to happen.
Y que era iba a suceder.
Because God was going to pour out revival in an unprecedented way.
Porque Dios iba a derramar avivamiento.
And that he was going to reveal it by the fact that some people were going to get pregnant.
Y lo iba a revelar con que las mujeres.
Physical pregnancy is a marker. For dominion in the spirit.
Es un señal para el dominio espiritual.
Business dominion is a marker.
El dominio del físico.
For dominion in the spirit.
Los negociantes cuando están beneficiando.
We have people getting promotion on their job.
Las personas están recibiendo promociones.
Somebody
en sus
came
trabajos.
To me recently and said, I've just been given the opportunity to move into my boss's position.
Alguien vino y me dijo que tengo la posición de.
It's a level of dimension and authority that would blow your mind.
Es un nivel de dimensión y autoridad.
It's a budget that's many, many, many times more than the budget that he had before.
Es una cantidad más grande que lo que tenía
what
antes.
Is it a marker of?
¿Qué significa todo
it's
esto?
A marker of God's favor on this church.
Significa que Dios tiene favor en esta
it's
iglesia.
A marker of spiritual dominion.
Significa que hay dominio espiritual.
I'm here to tell you that God is moving us
yo vengo aquí a decir que
into
está
a place of dominion and authority
lugar con dominio y autoridad
that we have never seen before.
Que nunca hemos visto antes.
And God is just getting started.
Y Dios apenas está empezando.
Now I have some people tonight that you're just staring at me.
Tengo personas aquí que nomás me están mirando.
Because you're like, what does all this mean for me?
¿Qué significa todo esto para mí?
There are people sitting in this house tonight that you say, if I could make $100,000 a year, that I'd be satisfied with that.
Hay personas aquí que dicen si yo gano 100,000 al año estoy satisfecho.
But I'm going to hear and tell you, I'm going to tell you something tonight.
Pero yo te vengo a decir esta noche.
What if God wants to trust you with millions of dollars?
¿Qué tal si Dios te quiere dar millones?
To fund starting daughter works in this church.
Para empezar las obras.
The problem is you're measuring
el problema es que tú lo estás
what
midiendo
God wants to do in your life
lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu
by
vida.
The metric
con el métrico
that American success is measured by.
Que la, los americanos están
but
usando.
Can I tell you that God wants to do more than that?
Pero Dios quiere hacer más que
he
eso.
Wants to do exceedingly.
Dios quiere hacer abundantemente.
He wants to do abundantly.
En gran manera.
He wants to do above what you can ask
arriba
or think.
De lo que tú le puedes pedir o pensar.
Praise God. I'm not a prosperity preacher.
Yo no predico la prosperidad.
But there are some markers.
Pero sí hay señales.
Praise God. We have a business owner that's reaching out all the way to Houston right now.
Tenemos un empresario que está yendo a Houston.
We have multiple businesses that are going to do the build out.
Tenemos muchos negocios que van a salir para afuera.
We have multiple businesses that are reaching across many states.
Tenemos muchos negocios que van a otros estados también.
What does that represent?
¿Qué representa todo eso?
That represents that God has given this church authority.
Eso representa que Dios ha dado a esta iglesia
it
autoridad.
Is not just limited to Trustville.
Y no solamente está aquí en
it's Trustville. Not just limited to the city of Birmingham.
No solamente a la ciudad de Birmingham.
But God wants you to move out of this region.
Pero Dios quiere que te muevas
God
así.
Is giving you reach.
Dios está queriendo dar alcance.
Praise God. Praise God. What God started in the book of Acts.
Lo que Dios empezó en el libro de los Hechos.
Was always intended.
Siempre era intención.
to be a work without walls and borders.
Que fuera una obra sin paredes y fronteras.
If the glory is at the center of it,
si la gloria está en el centro,
the fire will continue to spread out at the perimeter.
El fuego continúa a salir para
afuera. So the primary focus is maintaining the glory of God.
El enfoque más importante es mantener la gloria de Dios.
If the glory is maintained,
si la gloria es mantenida,
you don't have to worry about the spread of the fire.
No te tienes que preocupar por el fuego.
Praise God. What God wants to do in your life,
lo que Dios quiere hacer en tu vida,
you need to stop trying to measure it.
Tienes que dejar de medirlo.
You need to stop trying to put it into a box.
Tienes que dejar de ponerlo en
una
caja.
Predictability.
Donde lo puedes predictar.
I'm just telling somebody, you cannot measure the miracle that God wants to perform.
Yo te digo, no puedes medir el milagro
que Dios
quiere hacer.
If you will center your life on the kingdom of God,
si tú centras tu vida en el reino de Dios,
if the glory is at your concentric circle,
y si la gloria es en el centro
then
de tu
your
vida,
dominion is going to spread.
Entonces tu dominio va a esparcerse.
If you don't worry about who's going to get the credit,
si no te preocupas por
if you don't worry about who's going to know your name,
y no te preocupas quién conoce tu
if
nombre,
you don't worry about who's going to have control of it,
y no te preocupas quién lleva el control,
God is going to determine the spread of the fire.
Dios va a terminar el fuego que
the
va.
Fire stops spreading when people get political.
El fuego para cuando se ponen políticos.
The fire stops spreading when people get focused on the natural.
El fuego para cuando te enfocas en lo natural.
I need some more monitor.
Necesito más micrófono.
Please, sir. The fire stops spreading when people get focused on who's singing the solo.
El fuego para cuando se enfocan quién está cantando.
The fire stops spreading when we measure our service against whether or not we've done the correct number of songs.
El fuego para cuando empezamos a medir el servicio
and whether
con las
or not
canciones.
We've done the bridge in the song.
Y si hemos hecho el puente en la canción.
And whether or not sister so and so got the solo.
Y a ver si la señora aquella agarró el
the fire el will stop spreading, Brother Terrell.
El fuego va a parar de parar.
But if we will concern ourselves with the glory.
Pero si nos enfocamos en la gloria.
The question is, did God do what God wanted to do?
La pregunta es, si Dios hizo
the question is there a manifestation of the power of God?
La pregunta es si hay manifestación del poder de Dios.
Yes, we have a program.
Sí, tenemos un programa.
But the program's not the primary thing.
Pero el programa no es lo más importante.
The primary thing is the glory of God.
Lo primario es la gloria
it's
de Dios.
It's the power of God.
Es el poder de Dios.
It's the demonstration of the Spirit of
es
God.
La demostración del Espíritu de
is
Dios.
Is anybody concerned with the glory?
¿Alguien quiere la gloria?
When families are bickering and fussing,
cuando las familias empiezan a pelear,
jockeying for position,
y quieren la posición,
we cease being focused with the glory of God.
Es porque no estamos enfocados en la gloria.
But if we can continually reorient ourselves,
pero si continuamente nos enfocamos,
to God and His honor,
a Dios y su honra,
and not our reputation,
y no la reputación de nosotros,
and not our family,
y no nuestras familias,
and not our ethnic group,
y no el grupo en que pertenecemos.
I'm just here to tell you that what God wants to do in the earth
is
bigger than an ethnic group.
Es más grande que un grupo.
It's bigger than a family of origin.
Es más grande que el origen de la
familia. It's bigger than our last name.
Es más grande que el apellido.
Praise God. The enemy's going to try to get in any way that he can.
El enemigo se quiere meter de cualquier manera.
But see, what God wanted to do was not just about the Jews.
Pero lo que Dios quería hacer no nomás era de los judíos.
In a macro way, it, just like it wasn't just about what he was going to do with the Levites.
En una manera macro no nomás era con los levitas.
The Levites were there to facilitate the plan of God.
Los levitas estaban ahí para facilitar el plan de Dios.
Just like the Jews were there to facilitate the plan of God.
Así como los judíos facilitaban
but
el plan de Dios.
But it never was about the Jews.
Pero no se trataba de los judíos.
Because he told Abraham, I'm going to bless you, Abraham.
Porque le dijo a Abraham, te voy a bendecir.
It's the will of God for the people of God to be blessed.
Es la voluntad de Dios que el pueblo de Dios sea bendecido.
Blessed in the city.
Bendecidos en la ciudad.
And blessed in the field.
Bendecidos en el campo.
Blessed in our coming out.
Bendecidos adentro.
And blessed in our going in.
Y cuando entramos y salimos.
Blessed in our finances.
Bendecidos en las finanzas.
Blessed in our health.
Bendecidos en la salud.
And blessed in our spirit.
Bendecidos en el espíritu.
It's the will of God.
Es la voluntad de
for
Dios.
For the people of God to be blessed.
Para que el pueblo de Dios sea bendecido.
Que tengan dominio. So that we can possess the earth.
Para que podamos poseer la tierra.
So that the whole earth.
Para que toda la tierra.
Will be full of the glory of God.
Esté llena de la gloria de Dios.
Does anybody believe that tonight?
¿Alguien cree eso esta noche?
I said, does anybody believe that?
¿Alguien cree eso esta noche?
Well, if I could just get my opportunity.
Pero si nomás puedo agarrar mi oportunidad.
Well, if I could just get my chance to preach.
Y si nomás puedo predicar.
Well, if I could just get my chance to teach that class.
Y si nomás puedo enseñar esa clase.
It's not about us, Brother Terrell.
No se trata de nosotros.
It's about the glory.
Se trata de la gloria.
I thank God for people working the door.
Yo doy gracias a Dios que están en la
puerta. I thank God for the security team.
Y el grupo que de la seguridad.
I thank God for the kitchen team.
Gracias a Dios por la cocina.
I thank God for Barnabas.
Gracias por la Barnabas.
I thank God for a sound team.
Gracias por el músico del equipo de sonido.
I thank God for ushers and greeters.
Gracias por los diáconos.
I'm just glad to be in the house of God.
Yo estoy agradecido de estar en la casa de Dios.
I'm just glad to be a part of what He's doing.
Estoy contento nomás ser parte de lo que está haciendo.
I thank God that God's blessing my brother.
Yo sé que Dios está bendiciendo.
I thank God that He's blessing my sister.
Le doy gracias a Dios que está bendiciendo a mis hermanos.
Praise God. Praise God. Can't be a black thing.
No puede ser un hombre moreno.
It can't be a white thing.
No puede ser algo de blancos.
It can't be just a Hispanic thing.
No puede ser nomás algo hispano.
Because God wants to give us dominion.
Porque Dios nos quiere dar dominio.
The walls around this thing.
Las paredes alrededor.
Are walls of fire.
Las paredes son de fuego.
It's always been moving from Jerusalem.
Siempre se ha estado moviendo Jerusalén.
To Judea.
A Judea.
To Samaria.
A Samaria.
To the uttermost parts of the earth.
A los más allá.
But can I tell you that your religious structure.
Pero te puedo decir que tu religión.
Will keep the glory out of the house.
Mantiene la gloria fuera.
Your religious structure.
Tu estructura religiosa.
Will keep the fire from spreading.
Para que el fuego se esparce.
Praise God. You say, well, I'm a prophet.
Dices, yo soy profeta.
Well, I'm a preacher.
O yo soy predicador.
I'm a Bible study teacher.
Yo enseño estudios bíblicos.
Guess what?
¿Sabes qué?
So was Peter.
También era Pedro.
Peter was a prophet of God.
Pedro era un profeta de Dios.
Peter preached Pentecost.
Pedro predicó Pentecostés.
Peter preached Acts chapter 2.
Pedro predicó Hechos 2.
When he began to say this is that.
Cuando empezó a decir esto es
aquello.
That was
spoken by the prophet Joel.
Que fue dicho por el profeta Joel.
In the last days saith God.
En los últimos días dice Dios.
I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh.
Derramaré mi espíritu sobre toda carne.
You see, Peter knew that it would be upon all flesh.
Pedro sabía que era sobre toda carne.
He knew it in his head.
Él lo sabía en su cabeza.
But it would be 8 chapters later.
Pero 8 capítulos después.
That he would be on a rooftop.
Que estaba en un techo.
Praying.
Orando.
And fasting.
Y ayunando.
He knew that it was going to be at Jerusalem, Brother Warren.
Él sabía que era en Jerusalén.
And Judea and Samaria and to the uttermost parts of the earth.
Judea y Samaria hasta los más allá.
But even with his infilling of the Holy Ghost.
Pero aún como él se fue lleno del Espíritu,
he was still stuck in a religious structure.
Estaba atorado en su estructura religiosa.
Because 8 chapters later.
Porque 8 capítulos después.
They had still not had a multi-ethnic revival.
Aún no tenían un avivamiento multiétnico.
The potential was there.
La potencial estaba ahí.
But he's on the roof praying.
Pero estaba en el techo orando.
God, give me a revelation.
Dios, dame una revelación.
He was fasting. God, give me. How many of you have been fasting and praying? Give me a revelation.
Estaban ayunando.
All 5 of you, praise God. He was praying for a revelation.
Estaba orando por la revelación.
And God came and reminded him.
Y Dios vino y le acordó.
Hey, look inside this sheet, Peter.
Mira dentro de esta sábana.
Look at all these animals mixed up together.
Mira todos estos animales mezclados juntos.
There are no more borders anymore.
Ya no hay fronteras ya.
No more restrictions to what I want to do.
No hay restricciones a lo que quiero hacer.
Peter was waiting on a revelation from God.
Pedro estaba esperando una revelación
de
Dios.
But he already had the knowledge on the inside.
Pero él ya tenía el conocimiento adentro.
But he was still trying to measure it through a religious structure.
Pero lo quería medir como una religiosa.
And the Holy Ghost gave him the revelation.
Y el Espíritu le dio la revelación.
Hey, this thing's going to be multi-ethnic.
Esto va a ser multicultural.
Do not call what I've cleansed unclean.
No llames lo que yo he limpiado que esté sucio.
He was still stuck in his ceremony.
Estaba atorado en sus ceremonias.
He was still stuck in his ritual.
Él estaba atorado en su ritual.
And there wasn't room in his religion.
Y no había espacio en su religión.
For what God wanted to break out in his ministry.
Para lo que Dios quería romper en su ministerio.
I'm preaching to people tonight.
Le estoy predicando a alguien esta noche.
That God has put potential down on the inside of you.
Que Dios puso potencial adentro de ti.
ti.
And you haven't seen the actualization of it yet.
Y no lo has visto todavía.
But guess what?
Pero ¿sabes qué?
I'm praying.
Yo estoy orando.
That God busts your religious tradition
to pieces.
And causes a breakout.
Y causa que se rompa.
A revival in your ministry.
El avivamiento en tu ministerio.
Cornelius was there waiting for a preacher.
Cornelio estaba ahí esperando el predicador.
He was praying for revival.
Estaba orando por el avivamiento.
Can I tell you that there are people in this city tonight?
Le puedo decir hay personas en esta ciudad.
That they are praying for something different.
Están orando por algo diferente.
They are praying for the supernatural.
Están orando por lo sobrenatural.
They are praying for a prophetic and anointed people.
Están orando por un pueblo profético.
And you're praying to double in one revival.
Y tú estás orando que te dobles.
You know what I see happening in my spirit?
¿Sabes lo que yo siento en mi espíritu?
I see God bringing worlds together.
Yo siento que los dos mundos se van
a juntar.
¿Estás listo?
I said, are you ready?
Te dije, ¿estás listo?
Cornelius is on his way.
Cornelio ya viene.
Cornelius is coming.
Cornelio está listo.
A breakthrough is on the way.
Ya viene la victoria.
The supernatural is on the way.
Lo sobrenatural ya viene.
God's getting us ready.
Dios nos está preparando.
I said God's getting us ready.
Dios nos está preparando.
The fire is starting to push at the boundary.
El fuego está empujando la frontera.
Praise God. That's what that glory that you felt earlier was all about.
Eso es la gloria que sintieron hace en el servicio.
God is preparing a people.
Dios está preparando un pueblo
for ministry in this city.
Para el ministerio en esta ciudad.
God is preparing you to handle the expanse of the revival.
Dios está preparando para que agarres la expansión.
God is lengthening our tent.
Dios está haciendo más grande la tienda.
God is working on the infrastructure in this church.
Dios está trabajando en la estructura de esta
Praise
iglesia.
Praise God. But it's going to require that we take the tape measure.
Pero requiere que tomemos la cinta de medir.
That we take the restrictions.
Y que tomes la restricción.
Maybe it's the way that this has been framed all of your life.
Tal vez así es como lo has visto toda tu vida.
And it's the only structure that you've ever known.
Y es la única estructura que sabes.
But I'm here to tell you that there's room for a revelation.
Pero te vengo a decir hay espacio para revelación.
There's room in my spirit for something new.
Hay espacio en mi espíritu para algo nuevo.
I said there's room in my spirit for God to say, "No, I'll do it differently."
Hay espíritu en mi espíritu para que Dios me diga algo diferente.
Because you can't put new wine.
Porque no puedes poner nuevo vino.
Old wine skins.
En cosas viejas.
But you gotta put new wine.
Pero tienes que poner bueno
in a
vino.
New structure.
En una estructura nueva.
So that it doesn't rupture and
para
burst.
Que no se rompa.
I'm not interested.
No estoy interesado.
In a harvest that goes out the back door.
En una cosecha que se acaba.
Young ladies, let me ask you a question.
Jovencitas, les hago una pregunta.
Are you ready for 15 to 20 young ladies?
¿Están listos para 15 o 20 jovencitas?
To come into the church from out in the world.
Que vengan a la iglesia del fuera del mundo.
And try to assimilate into this body.
Y quieren juntarse a acostumbrarse a este
cuerpo. If they watch how you respond to preaching.
Si ellos miran cómo tú respondes a la
predicación. Are they going to get anything out of the service?
¿Podrán recibir algo del servicio?
If they watch how you worship.
Si ellos miran tu adoración.
Are they going to have a breakthrough?
¿Van a tener ellos la victoria?
God wants to pour something new down on the inside of you.
Dios quiere poner algo
God wants to pour out a revival in this youth group.
Dios quiere un avivamiento en este grupo.
But you've got to prepare yourself.
Pero te tienes que preparar.
For the harvest that's coming.
Para la cosecha que viene.
Young men, are you ready?
Jóvenes, ¿están listos?
Are you ready?
¿Están listos?
Are you ready?
¿Están listos?
All throughout the book of Acts.
Todo en el libro de Hechos.
It's a book of revelation.
Es un libro de revelación.
It's a book of realigned paradigms.
Es un libro donde cambian la punto de vista.
And structures.
Y la estructura.
Every time that God broke out.
Cada vez que Dios salió.
Every time that he poured out his spirit in a unique way.
Cada vez que derramó su espíritu.
You know what the church did?
¿Sabes lo que hizo la iglesia?
The church got political.
La iglesia se metió a lo político.
The church tried to force what God was doing into an old structure.
La iglesia quería poner lo que Dios estaba haciendo una estructura vieja.
And he said, "No, we would never do that. We're ready for a harvest."
Y dijo, "No, nosotros no vamos a hacer eso."
Can I tell you that it is human nature?
Te puedo decir que es la naturaleza humana.
To try to stuff the new thing into the old box.
Querer poner lo nuevo en lo viejo.
They were always getting together and trying to vote on stuff.
Siempre querían juntarse y votar.
They were all hiding off in corners.
Todos estaban escondidos en las esquinas.
Trying to jockey for who baptized who.
Y querían pelear quién bautizó a quién.
And who was the greatest in the kingdom.
Y quién era el más grande en el reino.
They were always trying to force the revival.
Siempre querían forzar el avivamiento.
Back into an old paradigm.
A algún punto de vista viejo.
That's what happened in Acts chapter 15.
Es lo que sucedió en Hechos 15.
There were Gentiles that came into the church.
Había gentiles que vinieron a la iglesia.
They had received the Holy Ghost.
Recibieron el Espíritu.
And the disciples began to murmur among themselves
y los discípulos empezaron a murmurar
about whether or not they should have to go back and be circumcised.
Y se tenían que salir a ser circuncidados.
And the apostles were debating and weighing and measuring to see if this should happen.
Y los apóstoles estaban midiendo, mirando a ver qué
they were trying to put new wine into old wineskins.
Querían poner nuevo vino en cosas viejas.
Acts 15 and 7.
Hechos 15 y 7.
And when there had been much disputing,
cuando estaban peleando mucho,
Peter rose up and said unto them,
Pedro se levantó y les dijo,
men and brethren,
hermanos,
you know how that a good while ago God made choice among us,
saben que hace tiempo Dios hizo algo,
that the Gentiles by my mouth should hear the word of the gospel,
que los gentiles por mi boca iban a escuchar la palabra y creer.
And God,
y Dios,
which knoweth the hearts,
que conoce los corazones,
bear them witness,
les dio como testimonio,
and gave them the Holy Ghost.
Y les dio el Espíritu Santo.
He gave it just like He gave it to us.
Se los dio como se los dio a nosotros.
And He put no difference,
y no hizo diferencia,
between us and them,
entre nosotros y ellos,
purifying their hearts by faith,
purificando su corazón por fe.
Therefore, why tempt ye God?
Entonces, ¿por qué tentan a Dios?
To put a yoke upon the neck of the disciples,
para ponerles una carga a ellos,
which neither our fathers nor we were able to.
Que ni siquiera nosotros o nuestros padres pueden
cargar. But we believe that through the grace of the Lord Jesus,
pero creemos que por la gracia de Jesús,
we're going to be saved,
vamos a ser salvos,
even like they are,
aún como ellos son.
Then the multitude kept silence,
luego la multitud se cayó,
and gave audience to Barnabas and Paul,
y le dio audiencia a Barnabas y Pablo,
declaring what miracles and wonders God had wrought among the Gentiles by them,
y cuáles milagros hizo Dios por ellos.
So because of Peter's revelation,
por la revelación de Pedro,
and because of Paul's ministry,
y por el ministerio de Pablo,
a new dimension of revival had come to the church,
una nueva dimensión de avivamiento vino
and
a la iglesia,
it was sweeping through that territory,
y estaba pasando por ese territorio,
and causing a wildfire of the spread of the gospel.
Y estaba causando que el fuego se esparcía.
And in this conversation,
y en esta conversación,
they got to a point of silence.
Llegaron a un punto de silencio.
And James speaks up.
Y Santiago habla.
Saying, men and brethren,
dice, hermanos y hermanas,
hearken unto me.
Escúchenme a mí.
Simon hath declared how God at the first did visit the Gentiles.
Simón declaró como Jesús
to take out of them a people for his name.
Para sacar de ellos un pueblo de su nombre.
And to this agree the words of the prophets.
Y para esto están de acuerdo los profetas.
As it is written.
Como está escrito.
After this I will return.
Después de esto yo voy a venir.
And I will build again.
Y edificaré una puente.
The tabernacle.
El tabernáculo.
Of David.
El tabernáculo de David.
Everybody say the tabernacle.
Todos digan.
Of David.
El tabernáculo de David.
Which has fallen down.
Que ha estado caído.
And I will build again the ruins thereof.
Y reconstruiré otra vez de eso.
And I will set it up.
Y yo lo voy a levantar.
He did not say.
Él no dijo,
I'm going to build the tabernacle of Moses.
Que voy a hacer el tabernáculo de Moisés.
What is the difference?
¿Cuál es la diferencia?
In the tabernacle of Moses.
El de Moisés.
And the tabernacle of David.
Y el tabernáculo de David.
Well, I'm glad that you asked.
Me da gusto que preguntaste.
The tabernacle of Moses.
El tabernáculo de Moisés.
Had specific dimensions.
Tenía dimensiones específicas.
It had height.
Tenía altura.
It had width.
Tenía anchura.
It had depth.
Tenía profundidad.
It had specificity.
Tenía especificaciones.
It was a specific structure.
Era una estructura específica.
For a specific time.
Para un tiempo específico.
It had blood sacrifice.
Tenía sacrificio de sangre.
It had what was necessary.
Tenía lo que era necesario.
To get into the kingdom of God.
Para entrar en el reino de Dios.
It was the gate of the kingdom.
Era el portón del reino.
It was the door of the kingdom.
Era la puerta del reino.
It was the necessity of the kingdom.
Era la necesidad del reino.
But he said, I perceive,
pero él dijo, yo veo,
that what God is building in this generation,
que lo que Dios hace en esta generación,
is not going to have height,
no va a tener altura,
is not going to have depth,
no va a tener profundidad,
is not going to have width,
no va a tener anchura.
Why is that?
¿Por qué es eso?
Because the tabernacle of David,
porque el tabernáculo de David,
was a type of Pentecost.
Era un tipo de Pentecostés.
If I could explain it to you,
si te lo puedo explicar,
I would explain it like this.
Te lo explicaría así.
At the very back of the tabernacle of Moses,
a lo mero atrás del tabernáculo de Moisés,
there was the Holy of Holies.
Estaba el lugar santísimo.
It was the entrance into the supernatural, Brother Warren.
Era la entrada a lo sobrenatural.
It was a place where they had access to the mercy of God.
Era un lugar donde tenían acceso a la misericordia
de Dios.
It was
the place where they had access to the glory of God.
Un lugar donde tenían acceso a la gloria de Dios.
It was the place where they had access to the Shekinah of God.
Era un lugar donde tenían acceso al Shekinah de Dios.
But on the other side,
pero al otro lado de eso,
of the Holy of Holies,
del lugar santísimo,
there was another place.
Había otro lugar.
That was a place built by David.
Que era un lugar construido por David.
He said, "This is not the essential place."
Dijo, esto no es lugar esencial.
This is not the place of necessity.
Este no es el lugar de necesidad.
This is not the place of strict law.
No es el lugar de la ley estricta.
But this is the place of free will worship.
Pero es el lugar donde tienes
libre
albedrío para adorar.
There's not going to be the blood of bulls and goats here.
No va a haber la sangre de animales aquí.
But this is the place.
Pero este es el lugar
where we're going to bring the timbrel.
Donde vamos a traer.
This is the place,
este es el lugar,
where we're going to bring the pipe organ.
Donde vamos a traer el órgano.
This is the place,
este es el lugar,
where we're going to bring the stringed instruments.
Donde vamos a traer las guitarras.
This is the place,
este es el lugar,
where we're going to bring the high sounding cymbals.
Donde van a traer los címbalos.
And the loud sounding cymbals.
Y las trompetas grandes.
This is going to be the place,
este es el lugar,
where we bring our worship before the
donde
Lord.
Donde traemos la adoración ante Dios.
He said, "We're not rebuilding the temple of Moses."
Dice, no estamos reconstruyendo
el templo de Moisés. But what is being rebuilt in this generation?
Pero lo que reconstruimos en esta generación.
It's not going to be focused on minimums.
No es enfocado en los mínimos.
It's not going to be focused on the least I have to do.
No está enfocado en lo menos que tengo que hacer.
But it's going to go step by step through that tabernacle.
Va paso por paso por el tabernáculo.
And into the Holy of Holies.
Hasta el lugar santísimo.
And into a place of worship.
Y un lugar de adoración.
That has no limits.
Que no tiene
no boundaries.
Que no tiene límites.
No restrictions.
Y no fronteras ni restricciones.
It's exceeding.
Es un
it's abundantly.
Es más grande abundantemente.
It's above all you can ask.
Arriba de todo lo que puedes pedir o pensar.
He's quoting the prophet Amos.
Está hablando del profeta Amos.
Can somebody get Amos chapter 9 for me? And verse, I think it's verse 13. Amos chapter 9 and verse 13. I may have to get it with my Bible. Praise God. There it is. All right, go back two verses. In that day, this is what he's quoting. In that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen.
En ese día levantaré el tabernáculo de David que es caído.
And close up the breaches thereof.
Y cerraré las abeduras.
And I will raise up his ruins.
Y levantaré las ruinas.
And I will build it just like it was in the days of old.
Y lo construiré como fue antes.
Next verse. That they may possess the remnant of Edom.
Para que puedan poseer las
remanentes
de
Edom. And all, everybody say all.
Y todo.
And all of the heathen.
Y todos los paganos.
Which continue. Which are called by my name, saith the Lord, that doeth this.
Que son llamados por mi nombre, dice el Señor.
And in that day,
y en ese día,
Behold, the days come, saith the Lord.
Se viene el día
that the plowman
donde el que está causando,
shall overtake the reaper.
Se va a llevar a él,
and the treader of grapes.
Y lo que pisan las
him uvas, that soweth seed.
Lo que está llevando la semilla,
and the mountains shall drop sweet wine.
Y las montañas saldrán
and
dulce,
all the hills shall melt.
Y todas las montañas saldrán a derretir.
Next verse. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel.
Y traeré otra vez mi pueblo Israel.
And they're going to build the waste cities.
Y van a construir las ciudades.
And they're going to inhabit them.
Y van a habitarlos.
And they're going to plant vineyards.
Y van a plantar viñas.
And drink the wine.
Y tomar el vino.
And they shall also make gardens.
Y van a hacer jardines.
And eat the fruit of them.
Y se comerán el fruto de ellas.
What he's saying is we're living in that day
lo que está diciendo, vivimos en ese
when
día,
the tabernacle of David is going to be resurrected.
Donde el tabernáculo de David va a ser resucitado.
And in that day
y en ese día,
the plowman
el que está cosechando,
is going to overtake the reaper.
Va a quitar el que está cegando.
Praise God. In your business.
En tu negocio.
In your ministry.
En tu ministerio.
And in your family.
Y en tu familia.
That is the prophecy for this day.
Esa es la profecía para este día.
I'm asking somebody tonight.
Le estoy preguntando a alguien esta noche.
For how long have you been measuring the dimensions of dominion in your life?
¿Por cuánto tiempo has estado midiendo las dimensiones en tu vida?
Against the background of your ethnicity.
Contra el grupo donde vienes.
And your culture.
Y tu cultura.
And your family of origin.
Y tu origen de la familia.
And what you've seen up to this point.
Y lo que has visto hasta este punto.
Sister Zenia,
hermana Zenia,
what God wants to do in the Hispanic community
lo que Dios quiere hacer en la comunidad
is something
hispana,
that if you could see it, it would blow your mind. And I know you have a vision for it.
Es algo que si lo puedes ver,
praise God. God wants to open up a portal of dominion and authority.
Dios quiere abrir una puerta de dominio
y autoridad.
But
it's something we can't measure.
Pero es algo que no podemos medir.
It does not have borders.
No tiene fronteras.
It doesn't have. It doesn't. I'm just here to tell you.
Yo te vengo a decir
that it's so big.
Que es tan grande.
That it's not just a new life thing.
Que no solamente es algo de nueva
but
vida.
But it's outside of the borders.
Pero es afuera de las fronteras.
Of just this church.
De esta iglesia.
I'm here to tell you that what God is going to do in our church.
Lo que Dios va a hacer en esta iglesia.
Is going to bleed over into other churches.
Se va a derramar en otras iglesias.
But we're not going to measure it.
Pero no lo vamos a medir.
We're not going to restrict God.
No vamos a poner restricciones.
By our limitations.
Con nuestras ideas.
But my vision is God.
Pero mi visión es.
I'm getting rid of my tape measure.
La
I'm not measuring it anymore.
Ya no lo estoy midiendo.
I want to see the expanse of it, God.
Quiero ver la expansión.
I'm believing God that in the coming months.
Yo creo que Dios en los meses que viene.
God is going to bless a business owner.
Va a bendecir a un negociante.
In a way that you're going to have so much financial increase.
En una manera que vas a tener tanto dinero.
That you're gonna, God's going to give you the burden to build churches in this city.
Que Dios te va a dar el don para que tú construyas iglesias en esta ciudad.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Brother Dawson, I'm not measuring.
Hermano Dawson, no estoy midiendo.
What God wants to do in people's life.
Lo que Dios quiere hacer en la vida de las personas.
By their finite limitations.
Por sus limitaciones.
By their past.
O por su pasado.
By their family.
O por su familia.
I want to release people.
Yo quiero soltar a las personas.
We need people at every post.
Necesitamos personas en todo lugar.
And in every position of leadership.
Y en cada posición de liderazgo.
We need to be three and four deep at every spot.
Tenemos que tener tres o cuatro en cada lugar.
Ready to go.
Listos para ir.
Ready to march.
Listos para marchar.
Ready to move.
Listos para mover.
Ready to prophesy.
Listo para profetizar.
I need somebody to be sensitive to the Holy Ghost right now.
Necesito que alguien se ponga a orar ahorita.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I pray that God would connect us with churches.
Oh, que Dios nos conecte con las iglesias.
That are moving into these levels of dominion and authority.
Que se están moviendo en estos niveles de autoridad y poder.
I pray that God would begin to connect us with men and women.
Yo oro que Dios nos conecte con hombres y mujeres.
I'm telling you,
Sir, there's a business connection that God's going to send. He's going to bring you into proximity to somebody that's walking in a level of dominion and authority. In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I'm telling you, there are some families that God wants to use.
Hay familias que Dios quiere
for
usar
His glory.
Para su gloria.
That God is going to kindle a fire around your borders.
Y Dios quiere avivar el fuego
and it's going to begin to move out into areas of authority and dominion
y se va a mover en áreas de autoridad
that you've never walked in before.
Que nunca has caminado antes.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, church, pray right now.
Póngase a orar, iglesia.
Somebody stir up the gift of prophecy.
Alguien aviva el don que Dios te dio.
Come on, I feel faith right now.
Oh, yo siento fe ahorita.
I feel faith in this house.
Yo siento fe en esta casa.
The spirit of prophecy is here.
El espíritu de profecía está en esta casa.
Somebody be sensitive to it. Somebody be sensitive to the spirit of prophecy.
Alguien sea sensitivo a lo que siente.
Come on, new life.
Oh, nueva vida.
Can God anoint your brother?
Denle a Dios todo.
Can God anoint your sister?
¿Puede Dios ungir a tu hermana?
Can God anoint that person you've been having conflict with?
¿Puede Dios ungir a esa persona que
for the glory of God.
Para la gloria de Dios.
In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Come on, all over the house right now, if it's appropriate. You can go ahead and stand. You can go ahead and kneel. You can begin to walk.
En esta casa que estás listo, camina, ponte.
But I want somebody to begin to prophesy.
Empieza a profetizar.
Somebody begin to prophesy.
Empieza a profetizar.
Somebody receive the word of God tonight.
Alguien empieza a interceder.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, that's it. Just let the Holy Ghost begin to speak out of your mouth right now. Let the Holy Ghost begin to speak.
Deja que el Espíritu empiece a hablar.
Come on, God wants to raise some people up.
Dios quiere levantar a personas.
For the glory of God.
Para la gloria de Dios.
Come on, there's a spirit of forgiveness in this house.
Hay un espíritu de perdón en esta casa.
I said there's a spirit of forgiveness in this house.
Hay un espíritu de perdón en esta casa.
Somebody needs to let some things go.
Alguien tiene que soltar unas cosas.
Somebody needs to purge yourself.
Alguien tiene que limpiarse.
Of every impediment. Of every restriction.
De cada restricción.
To the flow of the glory of God in your life.
Y que está parando el fluimiento del espíritu.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
The church to pray right now. There's somebody that's struggling with unforgiveness. You've got the measuring tape out.
Tienes la cinta de medir.
You're measuring yourself against everybody around you.
Y te estás midiendo con, comparando con todos los alrededor de ti.
This altar is open right now.
Este altar está abierto.
I said this altar is open tonight.
Este altar está abierto esta noche.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
In the name of Jesus.
En el nombre de Jesús.
Come on, why don't you link up with somebody right now? If you're close to your family, why don't you pull them close?
O júntate con alguien si está cerca de tu familia.
Begin to pray the
ellos.
Anointing of God.
Ora la unción de Dios.
I want to need somebody to press into that prayer right now.
Necesito que alguien empuje en esa oración.
Begin to pray in the Holy Ghost.
Y oren en el Espíritu Santo.
Sondo lo boco toro boco sata.
Glory, bless me, Lord. tried.